A structure supporting utilities piping at a coke-making plant at Algoma Steel in Sault Ste. Marie, Canada collapsed Saturday morning, and according to the company, the incident resulted in abnormal gas flaring and emissions along with liquid discharge in a local waterway. The United States Coast Guard Sector Northern Great Lakes in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan was immediately notified of the incident. In a statement to the Sioux leader, Lieutenant Joseph Snyder said, "Sector Northern Great Lakes is staying closely engaged with Environment Canada, which is the lead environmental response agency for this incident. Currently, Environment Canada has not reported a pollution threat to U.S. waters to the Coast Guard. We are also staying engaged with our local, state, and tribal partners." Sault Ste. Marie City Manager Brian Chapman was also kept abreast of the incident. The Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy, EGL, and the Coast Guard said there was no immediate threat, but the situation is still being monitored, Chapman said. Algoma Steel is located on the St. Mary's River across from the Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, and is a major producer of hot and cold rolled steel products. The company said in a statement the fluid releases were fully contained by Saturday evening, with most of the liquid being contained on site. "The fluid is used to cool the coke oven gases. It does contain trace contaminants," according to the company.